Right now. Just a note, the lineup is not out yet, so Torrey cannot talk about the lineup or the pending roster moves.
Wah, wah.
Hey, Torrey. Humberto's been pitching well down in AAA. Just what are you hoping to see from him tonight?
Much of the same that we saw prior to him getting sent out. He attacks his zone. He's got good finish on his stuff. He can shape breaking balls. Just having the ability to follow the same game plan or a good game plan and continuing to land pitches. And we have every reason to believe that that's going to be the case tonight.
David.
Hey, Torrey. Kind of a bigger picture question. This year in the big leagues, there's hitters and pitchers. There's going to be more guys who have played in the big leagues this year, just more teams cycling through more players. Mm-hmm. And I know for the Diamondbacks, obviously you're trying to get a lot of looks at young players mm-hmm. and stuff like that, but just what's that, cause I know you played in the 90s where, it was basically the same 25 guys other than a few injuries and mm-hmm. changes to the roster. Is it harder to build continuity? Is it harder to build, what are the pros and cons of it, I guess?
Well, that's a good question. It's a really good question. I don't like to talk about the good old days, right? Totally different set of circumstances today. I think the amount of players that have cycled through is a product of what happened last year. I think there have probably been more injuries this year, I'm guessing, based on what players have gone through 19 to 20 to this season. And the amount of games that were played last year. So I think that's just a natural increase in the numbers. I think each team, each organization is in a very unique spot. Just speaking about what our situation is, it's been by design that we've been cycling in some young players, especially as of the last several weeks of the season, where we can gain they can gain that experience and we can continue to evaluate them. And I don't think a continuity has been a huge issue for us. These players know each other very well. They've been playing together at some points in their career, whether it be in AAA or the big leagues. And we try very hard to create a very positive culture here, one that is inclusive for everybody. The good old days, I can't speak about there being layers of veterans and young players. And it took a little while to have a young player feel comfortable, but that's certainly not the case here. It's one of my main, something that's very important to me, where the young players have a voice here as well. So I think it hasn't been an issue with us. I can't speak about other teams, but continuity is a big thing here. And we want to get to that level of connectivity as soon as possible.
Jack.
Torrey, do you have any update on Seth Beer, second opinions, and also how's Nick Ahmed feeling today?
Nick, great questions. I was going to go over that. Seth is still waiting that final opinion. We got through the weekend, and I think it was the plan was to have it read by what we feel like will be the final doctor, and then he's going to come up we'll come up with the next set of plans moving forward. Caleb Smith was supposed to throw a bullpen today. Unfortunately, he was a little under the weather, so he just went in and did some light baseball activity, a little bit of a stomach bug. And Nick Ahmed, is here right now, is feeling good, and going to continue to monitor the bumps and the bruises, and see how he's doing about getting back on the field, but we're still working through that right now.
What is going on with Nick?
I was going to say, is there a specific bump or bruise we should be aware of?
Not right now. I'll keep you guys posted on that.
Anybody else?
When are you expecting to get him back in the lineup, Torrey?
Very soon. Very, very soon.
All right. We'll see you guys afterwards.
Thanks, you guys.